Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the third week of November 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. For years, the board of directors of Camp Courageous and I have been talking about finding a successor for my position. By August of 2024, the board and I were more serious than ever that we needed to get this job accomplished. We made the announcement on January 15, 2025, and about 9 months went by, and nothing was clearly coming to the top, so I personally asked Craig Stadmiller, who's the director of Jones County Regional Kirkwood Center, and asked him to please apply. Craig is an exceptional individual. He displays all the traits that I think is ideal for this position. Number one, and most important, he is a good person. He has unswerving integrity, and I would trust him with anything, as I will be as far as turning over my decades of emails and 45-plus years of history with Camp Courageous. So he can use that as a source to grow the camp to new heights in the future. Craig will start the new position on January 5th. Craig, with his background in schools, is the perfect person at the perfect time for Camp Courageous. It's been a challenge to really find a lot of staffings. With Craig's longtime background in the school systems and at Kirkwood, he's right there in that population that we're looking for. On a personal level, Craig has a sister, Kim, who has been attending camp for many, many years. Craig mentioned, quote, "Camp Courageous has touched my family in a very real way." He shared, "I've witnessed firsthand the joy, confidence, and sense of belonging it brings to campers like my sister. It's an honor to join a place that has given so much to so many." Craig and his wife, Lisa, reside in Monticello, and they have two children, Jessica and Brandon. One of the exceptionally good programs I think Camp Courageous offers is our emergency respite care program. So when your back is up against the wall, we'll always be there. An example of that is our camper Peyton, who was here a couple weeks ago. His family was faced with a fire in their house. Thanks to the quick action of their neighbors and incredible bravery of an 11-year-old boy, they were able to assist in getting Peyton out of the house safely. And 15 minutes later, it could have been a disaster. So Peyton came, and he's affectionately known as Buck here at Camp Courageous, and he spent some time with us here while his family were trying to rebuild their situation there. Emergency respite care is available 24/7, and it was a delight to have Buck here at camp. We also have regular respite care, and we just had a week, and it was filled of laughter and Disney characters out here. We had a winter formal, and a real thrill for the campers and the staff alike. Our travel program is heading to the Blackjack Symphony. That's with AC/DC this week. Also, a Thanksgiving dinner on Friday in the Seal Barn, so everybody's looking for that. And if people can't get to camp, we'll bring camp to you. So we have staff that are available to take camp activities anywhere you're at, arts and crafts activities, nature activities, indoor archery, and so much more. So get a hold of us here at campcourageous.org, and we'll provide you additional information. Our swim lesson registration begins on Monday, November 17th. If you're interested in swim lessons, this is open to the general public. Get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous. We have certified instructors, and it's a great program. This past week, had the opportunity to go to the Iowa City Old Capitol Kiwanis, a wonderful group that we've been friends for decades. They collect plasticware for the camp and are financial supporters of the camp, and we appreciate their continued support. That's where I met Eldon Stutzman from Stutzman's, who have been longtime supporters, and many, many other dear friends from there at the Old Capitol Kiwanis in Iowa City. Also on Friday, Hills and Town and Country. Wonderful program there. Great people, longtime supporters of Camp Courageous. Can't thank them enough. They fill my car with needed items and have been just very, very involved with camp for a long time. On Sunday night, we'll be in Mount Pleasant for our annual visit with the Knights of Columbus there. Their Tootsie Roll presentation always takes place around that time each year. A wonderful dinner. Then we'll be heading up to Jessup for their Knights of Columbus on Tuesday, where they once again have been great supporters of Camp Courageous. We have a couple great garage sales going on. Of course, right here at camp, we have the Camp Courageous Winter Sale. It's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and on Thursdays from 9 to 6, right here in the camp's main lodge. You can find all kinds of things. And of course, the granddaddy of them all, the Manchester Garage Sale, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, continues to go strong. Monday through Friday, they're open from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. Can't thank the volunteers up there enough. Over 100 volunteers helping out, and all the people that bring things to them, and all those people that come out and buy items. On Thursday, we have a ribbon cutting at the Light the World Giving Machines at Coleridge Mall. You want to check that out. Once again, that's this coming Thursday. Our fruitcakes are out and available. You can go to our website at campcourageous.org to see all the numerous locations. Our need of the week is copy paper. We're always using that. And the camp was saddened by a couple of deaths here in the past week. Paul Behrens, 102 years old, an incredible individual, passed away, and he asked that his memorials go to Camp Courageous, along with Ruth Otten, longtime friend of the camp, passed away. Been involved with the camp for over 40 years. She died at the age of 93 in Cedar Rapids. Our sympathy goes out to her family. And Stephen Allen Cooter from Coggin passed away, and our sympathy goes out to Stephen's family. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.